Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Well, we're in chapter 7 of Luke, and you know, Joshua, we're really seeing things heat up. And John the Baptist, who's Jesus's cousin, I don't know that they called him John the Baptist then, but that's what we call him to kind of determine who he is, but he's put in prison. And this is a horrible place. Mm. Back in those days, in the ancient days, it was a horrible place to be in, and just severe punishment. And he's starting to doubt. He's had his why. He knows his purpose, and that was to prepare the way for Jesus. But here he is sitting in a prison, and he begins to doubt everything and does not really feel like maybe he's on the wrong track and that is Jesus really the Messiah. And he sends his own disciples to go ask Jesus, "Are you the Messiah?"
Right. And so basically, when Jesus is asked this, he answers by turning around and healing many people. And these are like people with incurable diseases, who are suffering, who are blind, who are demon possessed, just all these things. And he basically shows the message, and he tells John's disciples to go back and tell him what they saw.
You know, I think that's so powerful, because really our actions are our message. And when Jesus was doing that, that is the revelation of who he is and what he was up to. And that's really the same with us, that on a daily basis, people are watching us and watching what Christ is doing in us. And it's really our daily legacy, if you will, and that as Christ transforms our story, people are watching and they can see the difference in who we are because of Christ.
So make a choice. Impact others through your relationship with Christ. Your life is a message of Christ. It's your daily legacy. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.